It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Amanda McIntosh with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties. And we've got an event coming up on April 21st, and this is a rather unique event, but I like where she's going with it. It's called Spill the Tea on Mental Health. It's going to be a free brunch and tea party, and we're going to talk about who is going to be invited to this one. This is interesting, and when you really think about it, they are your therapists, and that's cosmetologists, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So,
yes.
Amanda, let's talk about this for just a moment.
You said
this kind of came out of a moment that you had.
Personal
it was a moment of clarity.
Yeah, absolutely. As I was saying before we got on, is I unloaded a couple weeks ago on my nail lady. Not that I was mad at her, but I was going through it, right? I was dealing with stuff with my daughter and with work and things like that, and I just unloaded on her, and I left there feeling like the biggest bag of poo because I just unloaded on her and she's just supposed to go about her day as if, you know, it doesn't affect her. And I do use my nail appointments and stuff as therapy because you build a relationship with these people. And so after I left her chair that day, I thought how unfair of me to pour this on her and her not be able to maybe point me in a direction for a resource. And so, in talking with my boss, we decided that doing something specifically for every licensed cosmetologist in Carbon and Emery County was a really great way of getting messaging out there. Because even if their client themselves isn't struggling with suicidal ideation, maybe their client is expressing concern about a loved one that is. And so we are offering the Spill the Tea on Mental Health, a free brunch and tea party up at the Country Club on Sunday, April 21st, beginning at 10 a.m. to do a QPR, question, persuade, refer for these cosmetologists, these beauticians, these barbers, whatever in our community, so that they can serve their clients with just one more service.
And like you said, it's amazing how comfortable we feel around those people.
Yeah. And not even that, you know, I come from a world of banking and you would be surprised at how comfortable people are talking to their banker about their personal stuff too. And so I can relate to my nail tech in that it's a lot to take on and then to not have anywhere to take it or push it or recommend to them. It's a defeating moment. And so I want to make sure that they're prepared.
And so once again, this is going to take place April 21st. It's called Spill the Tea on Mental Health, free brunch and tea party up there at the Carbon County Country Club. And you said the invitations have gone out right now.
The invitations are in the mail as of today. We are requesting that people RSVP by simply sending me an email at amcintosh@utah.gov. So that we can, again, have a head count for Mikkel up there at the Country Club. She's amazing. Huge shout out to her. And that way we can make sure that we have enough food.
And as we said, for some reason, and I don't know why, they if you really want the truth about stuff, that's who you go to.
Absolutely. And
because people just feel, I don't know if it's that they feel vulnerable at that time or if they just feel extremely comfortable at that time as well. We all have these, and believe it or not, yes, I go and get a haircut and things like that.
Absolutely. I hope you go get manis and pedis.
I don't do that.
Oh, well, you should.
But I'm just saying that there are people out there that they probably do need this training. Because as you said, after you have these conversations and they get all this information, where do they go with it?
Right.
What do they do with
it? Yeah. Where do they go with it? What do they do with it? Exactly. And I think it's a part of the job that isn't, they don't get prepared for when they're going through cosmetology school or whatever. And so we made an effort to go down to the cosmetology school at USU Eastern to invite them too. It is a part of the job. You have to expect that when your client is sitting in your chair, you're going to get a little uncomfortable and talk about things that maybe you're not super like cool with, but you have become this person that is a trusted individual. And there's this, you know, this unspoken client and professional, agreement where you don't talk about it.
It's like attorney-client privilege.
Yeah, that's where I was going with that. Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it is.
It truly is. So yeah. Once again, and if you get your invitation, make sure you RSVP. This is coming up on April 21st. Spill the Tea on Mental Health. It's a free brunch and tea party for cosmetologists in our area out there at the Carbon County Country Club. There will be a QPR session,
yes.
Which you've got to be one of the leading people in the state that does these because you do them all the time.
I wouldn't say that I'm the leading person, but I am fortunate enough to present it a lot. We have a very open community that allows me to come in and do the QPR. So I'm thankful for that.
All right. So once again, be watching for that. If you're a cosmetologist out there, the invitations are in the mail. And if you're a cosmetologist and you didn't get one, call them, talk to them, and they'll try and get you on the list.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just that simple.
Absolutely. I went off of the professional licensing Department of Professional Licensing. Maybe your address has changed. So if you don't get an invitation personalized in the mail, please feel free to give me a call at the health department, 435-636-1153. Shoot me a message on the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand County's Facebook page, or simply come down to the health department and we'll RSVP for you.
All right. So once again, speaking with Amanda McIntosh of the Hope Squad of Grand, Carbon, and Emory Counties, it is the Spill the Tea on Mental Health for Cosmetologists. It's a free brunch and tea party April 21st at the Country Club. Amanda, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate your time.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.